It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, I found out about it from a friend or so. So I went there one day. I had a day off from work. So I went there just to see, and that's when I met her.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
To see what?
What do you think?
Take advantage of the burger.
Well, it's a lunch.
He's hungry.
Check out lunch.
Now, okay. How old were you at the time, Charlie?
I was probably in my mid-30s, early 30s.
That's what I'm talking about.
Heck yeah.
And do you know how long you'd been divorced at that point?
About a year or so.
Oh, hell yeah. Perfect time. Was this your initial rebound from the divorce?
Yeah.
Whoa. What was that?
Are those memories something, Charlie? What's happening here?
Good Lord, Dad. Come on. Yeah. Have a little respect for the airwaves.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. The e-brake brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services AC Heat and Plumbing. We'll give you three candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. All right. Matt Birmingham, known as Ham. Talented. He showed that off in the Ticket Time Wasters performance. Shows it daily when he's on the board playing hilarious drops. He has a funny diet. He survives on Dr. Pepper and chicken nuggets. And every once in a while, though, and they're starting to get on him on work in progress, and here on the hard line, he gets tripped up when the light goes on.
And first quarter, and then that's it. All right, we got one more. It's known as
Sturm Center.
It's brought to you by
Baker Brothers Plumbing and Logic Contestants Live.
What? Are you okay? Did you just have a meltdown?
No, my tongue got caught up on itself.
And Whatchamacuzz's Texas Live?
It's not as funny when you misspeak, is it, Ham?
That was a really weird... Ham, will you write yourself down, please?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thank you. All right, here's Bob.
Okay, so the way we're here in the station right now, I don't know if you guys caught this, but this is what Ham said.
Baker Brothers Plumbing and Lunch at Texas Live.
What's your Texas?
Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air Electric, and I guess Texas Live isn't supposed to be in there too.
And two different sponsors.
What's your Texas? There were two sponsors.
Okay, but yeah, he ran in. I think Electric and Texas together. One more time on the shorty.
Baker Brothers Plumbing and Electric Texas Live.
Also sounded like his voice was going haywire.
Yeah, his voice was kind of going out on him. Sure was there, pal.
It was kind of going out on him, pal.
So there's Ham as candidate number one. Okay, as we have said several times here on this show, if a bear could talk, it would sound like who?
EA.
EA. Well, the sweet spot last Friday at TicketStock thought it'd be a good idea to let EA go out in the crowd with a wireless mic.
Mm.
So you'll hear the talking bear here, and interestingly enough, he steps in a bear trap.
Yeah. How many ticket stocks is this for you?
How many ticket stocks?
It's my first.
Okay,
your
welcome.
First. I don't know if that can put you in the running if this is your first.
Is it meeting your expectations so far, or are you underwhelmed?
That sounds like underwhelmed. Or just whelmed.
Are you single, taken, married, engaged?
Okay, that got really weird. Yes.
I'm just wondering what her situation is. Maybe she can find love here at Ticket Stock.
I'm a widow.
Okay.
Oh, no. Way to go, EA.
Way to go,
see,
EA.
See, this is why you don't ask those questions.
Well, sometimes people, you know, got to move on. All right, well, thank you, Renee.
Hold on.
You thought gout was the worst thing that ever happened to your foot. Well, you got a bear trap on it.
You're in the running because so, you're the first one. All right, so let's move around.
I think that was pretty smooth.
We send you our condolences, ma'am. Yes. Sorry about EA.
From the sweet spot.
Yes.
You're squinting so much.
Hi, sir.
Boy. Wow. Some funny lines in there thrown in by Monty and Sean and everyone. Yes, we would like to apologize for EA. here on the morning show.
Did he tell that woman sometimes you got to move on?
Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. Sometimes you got to move on.
So that
was he talking to her that she needed to move on, or did he was moving on to a different person?
Yeah, I don't know.
With EA, you never know. But let's painfully listen to this one more
God.
Time.
Yeah.
How many ticket stocks is this for you?
How many ticket stocks?
First.
Okay.
You're
well,
first. I don't know if that can put you in the running if this is your first.
Is it meeting your expectations so far, or are you underwhelmed?
Sean, you're mic'd.
That sounds like underwhelmed. Or just whelmed.
Are you single, taken, married, engaged?
All right, we're not really on a date, EA.
Yes.
I'm just wondering what her situation is. Maybe she can find love here. Have ticket stop.
I'm a widow.
Okay.
Oh, no. Way to go, EA.
Way to go,
See,
EA.
This is why you don't ask those questions.
Well, sometimes people, you know, got to move on. All right, well, thank you, Renee.
Oh,
and,
hold on.
You thought gout was the worst thing that ever happened to your foot. You got a bear trap on it.
You're in the running because you're the first one. All right? So let's move around.
I think that was pretty smooth.
We send you our condolences, ma'am.
Yes.
Sorry about EA.
From the sweet spot.
Yes.
You're squinting
from
so
much.
High
so nice.
You know, and I was listening to that whole 10-minute segment was an e-break with EA and his mic technique. He would barely have it where you could understand who he was talking to, and then he would basically eat the mic, so he would overmodulate.
I never understood why people don't understand basic mic technique.
Okay, listen, I'm an excellent broadcaster.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
okay.
True. He is an excellent broadcaster.
I'm wrong, then.
And EA is candidate number two. Candidate number three, I'm happy to tell you, they're back on the T-Box.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Okay, if I say YOLO, you know what that means.
You only live once.
Right. Okay, well, Craig Rosengarten has never heard of that. And then to make it even worse, Kern tries to explain to him what it means.
So 2 years ago, the biggest accomplishment of my life, Kim wrote, I was barely physically able to walk into rehab, needing assistance from my sober coaches. My body was shutting down.
He's talking about Anthony Kim.
Oh, okay.
And he drank, he took drugs.
Took drugs.
I mean, he was YOLOing it. You know,
I don't know what that means.
Go ahead, Kern.
Live your one life.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Only once.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with that. Isn't that
God,
amazing?
What a symphony of idiots.
Isn't that just a symphony of the T-Box at its finest right there?
So live your one life would be
you want the initials for that.
L-Y-O-L.
Or YOLO.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Live your one life.
Okay.
And I love how immediate.
Live your one life?
Love how immediate Craig said, I don't know what that means.
I never heard of that.
God, I got what that meant.
Never heard of it.
Even Norm had heard of that like 15 years ago. That was a drop played on the ticket like 80 times a day. All right, one more time.
So 2 years ago, the biggest accomplishment of my life, Kim wrote, I was barely physically able to walk.
Stop for a second.
Okay, wait, there's so much here. He got the stumble at first.
And doesn't every T-Box e-break start with a stumble?
Yeah.
It's like that creates this chain reaction.
Yeah.
The car kicking
the
up gravel on the shoulder.
Falling.
Yeah.
And then Swery says I wasn't fiscally able to walk in.
All right, let's get back to Rick Arnett Anthony Kim.
Indeed.
So 2 years ago, the biggest accomplishment of my life, Kim wrote, I was barely physically able to walk into rehab, needing assistance from my sober coaches. My body was shutting down. And he drank, he took drugs, he was YOLOing it. You know,
I don't know what that means.
Go ahead, Kern.
Live your one life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only once.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
So no one corrected him on the YOLO.
Well, I think he corrected himself. You may have had a hard time hearing it. Then he got it right.
Oh, he did.
Oh, he did.
Say?
Okay. I think he did.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't either.
Okay.
That's a tremendous double, though. Craig not having heard of YOLO and then Kern giving the wrong explanation.
Live your one life.
And that's what we call the Craig Kern combo as candidate number three. So is it Ham? Is it EA? Or is it Craig Kern? 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morning, guys. It's the fake Fozzie the Bear, and I will take my brother EA, please.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, up-to-date terms, T-Box and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on America's favorite radio station.
Good morning, users. I'd like to vote for EA.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right there. That's how you vote. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and the stream.
Yellow.
Yellow.
It's Gordo. It's Gordo. How you doing? Hey, so I got these two bulls. I got an old bull and a young bull. They're standing up on top of this hill, right?
I've heard it.
And a young bull. Yeah. Yeah, oh, you heard it.
All.
Well, then I want to vote
for... Yeah, I got to stun every one of them.
Okay, well, yes. Craig, is that his name? Craig from the Q-Bot?
Thank you. Yeah, man, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, good morning, users. It's Sharon with your dollars and cents minute.
Okay.
And I'm currently shaving my legs right now. YOLO. YOLO.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. George from sales. I saw some spare named Chris took a tumble out of a window, so as I call in to vote for number three, I've been tasked with navigating this targeted new reality of only 3 hours of musers instead of four. We've got to increase your aspect.
George's stick is doing business talk, whereas Chris's is doing rich guy talk.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break? Hello?
Christmas tree?
Okay. Guess Christmas tree is not there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Unbelievable.
Did our return go up? Okay.
We just have no callers. Everyone finally has lost all interest in e-break because the callers have completely flatlined everyone.
Can you hear us or can you talk to us, Tyler?
Yeah, y'all are good. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm with you. I could care less about Gene Hackman or Lucas Fatass. I want to know who killed Ed Carter.
That sounds like Ed Carter.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Oh. Sports caller, you, oh my gosh, not you, sports caller, you are on the air.
You
who
are
wins?
On the air.
Let's de-emphasize
everyone,
that a little bit.
Calm down.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Gordo, it's me again, Leather Boy. Where's that Big Bear Georgie at?
He's right here, Leather Boy. Go
hey,
ahead.
Big Bear. Hey, I want to vote for EA.
Okay, votes for another bear. 4-3, Craig Kern with the lead. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Yeah. Is it all right for me to just say that I really like it when people come on here and their bits just fold up like a Kmart lawn chair? I mean, that makes me laugh, man. I love that. But anyway, as a man who gets accused of sounding like a bear, you know who I got to vote for.
EA. EA. Okay. All right, we need a tiebreaker. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Please let Kern win this.
Hello?
Hey, this is the real Piper's dad. She has to be at school right now early, so I'm voting in her stead. She wants to vote for Rosengarten.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, yes. We have ourselves a T-Box win, the Craig Kern combo.
So 2 years ago, the biggest accomplishment of my life, Kim wrote, I was barely physically able to walk into rehab, needing assistance from my sober coaches. My body was shutting down. And he drank, He took drugs. He took, I mean, he just was, he was YOLOing it. You know,
I don't know what that means.
Go ahead, Kern.
Live your one life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Live only once.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I guess he didn't get it
right.
No.
Yeah, live only once is not right either.
He got it wrong both times.
Live only once.
Live only once.
L-O-O.
Man, that is an all-timer right there. That is tough to beat.
That's really mostly on Kern, isn't it?
Yes.
Because, Craig, a lot of us don't know what things mean.
That's
so
true.
That wasn't a huge – the break was
– God, I don't know what that made.
I mean, Craig's was a little break, but Kern was the star of that, I think.
Yeah. Well, we'll give it to – we can give it to Kern. How many is that for Kern, Daddy?
That is the very first e-break win for our good friend Kern Brouillard, and he is now 138 behind the all-time leader Norman Lolio Yolo Hitzkus.
Uh-oh. Daddy doesn't even get it right.